X were radicalized by consuming ISIS propaganda online. The second is that ISIS had a more direct role in what happened in Barcelona by helping to engineer the plot and then pulling the trigger on the timing. And the second is that ISIS is simply just being opportunistic.
Fox's Catherine Herridge in Washington, a Spanish national and Moroccan in custody. Vice President Mike Pence offering condolences.
Our prayers and the prayers of all the American people are with the victims, their families, and the good people of Spain.
The Vice President traveling in Panama. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Make your appointment for Tuesday, August 22nd now. Times are filling up fast at the Lost My Vision Center. Let's face it, you bought eclipse glasses online because they were a few bucks cheaper. You're planning on taking Monday off so you can watch the solar eclipse. But you got the bogus glasses not approved by NASA. Come to the Lost My Vision Center and we'll roll our eyes and laugh at you. Then fit you with a pair of dark shades. We'll also throw in a white stick and a free download for learning Braille. The Lost My Vision Center. Scamming idiots the day after the eclipse at a mall near you.
By the way, let's hope that we focused on this thing enough and discussed it enough that people will know better than to try and make direct eye contact with it. But since they're a sponsor, if there's any kind of an eye issue or you're worried, you might want to call Montgomery Eye Physicians, 272-2020. Keep their number handy, their website, getlasik.me. Because when it comes to experience, you got two of the best with doctors Swan and Shin over there. So just in case, because kids can be kids, and you know there's going to be stories the day after the eclipse on Monday of things that did not go well. It is really hot and sticky outside.
Uh-huh. It's extremely hot and sticky outside. It's crazy hot.
When you get home, you're going to want to open the door to a nice wall of cool, dry air.
Mm-hmm.
And the day may come when you open the door to exactly what you just walked in from. Because your AC said, well, you know, in its own little air conditioner way, your AC says,
I can't take it anymore!
Because you didn't give it any TLC. On this show, TLC is the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. The best team of people on the planet when it comes to air conditioning maintenance, service, and repair. And Clark's Club members get the benefit of two annual tune-ups. That will keep your electric cost to a minimum. By the way, I got to check. I want to see what my next electric bill is. I should get it today, I would think. Can't wait. It should keep your electric cost to a minimum. And if you do need a repair or something needs to be done to prevent complete system failure, because it should last a good bit more than 20 years. That's what Rick and Bobby Clark will tell you. So it's well worth the investment of $159 against a several multi-thousand dollar replacement. And the number one cause of AC system replacement is consumer negligence. Yep. So don't let it happen. Call them at 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com. Now, how hot will it get?
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans, there will be some scattered evening thunderstorms roaming around till after dark for a few lucky communities. Otherwise, the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 75. Tomorrow, another very hot day. Triple-digit heat indices again. I think the rain chance is running on about 40% tomorrow, and the same thing on Saturday. In fact, not much change Sunday as well. High temperatures over the weekend in the low to mid-90s, and not much change on Eclipse Monday. Download our weather app. It has radar, future radar, plus 10-day forecast and hourly forecast. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker! Brubaker! It's our biggest sale of the year during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. We've acquired truckloads of extra inventory and additional staff to sell more than ever before. This week only, take $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months on almost every new car, truck, or SUV. Got a bump in your credit? That's okay. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Our biggest sale of the year. $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months. So what are you waiting for? This week only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com. Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 3888 monthly per thousand finance, no sales plus tax, tag, title, and .fee. All rebates to dealer, negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
We'll check traffic, come right back to Brant McDonald.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. More stuff for you. Davenport at East South Boulevard, there is an accident there. Also, the 800 block of West South Boulevard, 3600 block of Vaughn Road. Then across the pond over in Prattville, road construction on Highway 14 West has traffic backed up now between Airport Road and County Road 135. Also in Prattville, an accident on Selma Highway, that's Highway 14, at Washington Ferry Road. So plenty to look out for on both sides of the river this afternoon. Premier Place in Prattville has everything for school. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop. Stop by Lindmark, then grab a dessert at Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Words are coming out of my mouth when I'm alone in the house. I know that nobody's listening. It's my weird addiction. I'm just talking to myself. Talking in public bathroom stalls, in the food court at the mall. Though it looks like I'm having a conversation, I'm just talking to myself. Oh-oh, talking to myself.
Would be surprised if some of those who work in the financial world are doing that this afternoon. Let's talk to Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, how are you, sir?
Well, you know, I've had better days.
Yeah. Would I be mistaken in assuming that all this shrieking and hysteria and this nonsense with the president has actually begun to affect markets now? Is that where we're at?
Well, no, there's no question. It absolutely has. And, you know, we've been referencing some of this on the last few shows when we've called in, and it's been building, it's been boiling up. Matter of fact, I had some great conversations with some of my buddies up in New York that are sort of right there at the epicenter. And there is, Greg, there's a lot of worry and a lot of concern. As a matter of fact, I was texting with one of these guys today before he went on CNBC, and we were just chatting about it, and we both agreed that the political mess in the White House and with Congress is a lot worse than what it appears or is even being reported. There's very little trust. Nobody wants to talk to Trump. They're scared about leaks. They're scared about aligning themselves with him because of the way he tweets or does this or does that. And here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that a rumor started this morning that Gary Cohn was going to resign. That would be the death nail of corporate tax reform right there. I mean, you could forget about it if he leaves, because right after he leaves, you're probably going to see Treasury Secretary Mnuchin get out of there, and the whole thing starts coming down. And that's what Wall Street has really, really been applauding, was the fact that, you know, Trump had surrounded himself with some really A players, but they're getting really uncomfortable continuing to serve with a president that, and listen, right or wrong, and I know a lot of people listening to the show are huge Trump supporters, and I get that. But simple fact of the matter is he's got to back away from some of this tweeting and all this stuff and exacerbating these problems. And we've talked about this before. He wants to fight every little battle, but he's got to remain focused on the big picture, and sometimes you just got to let things go. And it's got Wall Street very spooked, no doubt about it. There's policy risk that's building now in the market. That's why the market was kind of casting its vote today, if you will. I think also, too, though, you know, you had the comments from Bob Corker that came out, and the market kind of went into another gear. And let's not forget, too, I mean, the Barcelona thing probably had something to do with a little bit of it, but that was maybe 10% of what we saw in the market today. So it's just not good. And we've begun to break down just a tiny bit technically. My suspicion is we probably see the S&P go on down to about 2,400, which would maybe be another couple of percent from here, maybe run into some support right along in there. Rough day, definitely a rough day.
How would you, I know that stuff can happen between the time we talk and tomorrow morning. Do you see this, because, you know, in the past, during Obama's term, we saw several days of downward movement in the markets. Is this a one-day thing? Are they going to take a deep breath and see a little rally tomorrow? What, if you had to speculate, what would you think?
Okay, so first of all, when we closed at 3 o'clock today, the market was continuing to sell off. So we closed on the lows of the day, and that's not unusual because traders, they don't want to be in a risk-exposed position overnight, you know, with the possibility of news breaking in the afternoon or the late afternoon, early evening hours that we've got another resignation, particularly Mr. Cohn. That would be really bad. So they just don't like to have the exposure. So but in the morning, if things have settled down, I think we kind of open up and muddle around a little bit. It probably don't do a whole lot. I think it's going to be difficult for the market to retrace these losses on a Friday going into a weekend. And that's just very unusual for traders or portfolio managers to want to add back all their risk headed into a weekend. So, but certainly if things kind of continue to gain momentum and rumors and this and that, then we would probably continue to see the sell-off in the morning. But you know, the real, like I said, I mean, I wish everyone could see my sort of famous S&P 500 chart on my monitor in my office. Clients who visit with me have seen it and they understand what I'm talking about. But you know, we got liftoff in November of 2016 with Trump winning the election, and the S&P 500 sort of went vertical, and that was all on the hopes of real pro-growth policies. Mm-hmm. We're beginning to now see that go away. The potential or the prospects for it are beginning to evaporate. And so I would say that at least 50% of the market move we've witnessed was on the hope or the real strong belief that we were going to see a lot of this stuff get done. And now, you know, we're in about the second or third inning of the reality that maybe this is not going to happen. And a lot of confidence is being lost. It's very disheartening. And I think, you know, obviously there is a lot of blame to go around. I think the liberal media has made life for Trump sort of a living hell,
That's all they live.
And it's and it really has been unwarranted, and it's been absolutely unfair. You look at all the things that have happened with Hillary Clinton and even Debbie Wasserman Schultz this news today of these counts, I think it was four counts against her IT person. And none of this stuff really seems to want to percolate to the top. All they want to do is attack Trump. So, so there's certainly a lot of blame there. But on the other hand, President Trump has to know this. And so you just can't give them fuel or fodder to make life even more miserable for you. You just have to focus on ignoring it and make things happen, you know? That's what you have to do. And that's the problem. His personality, he wants to beat up everybody and defend himself at every turn, and you just cannot do that. So I put some blame on him, you know? I really do.
Yeah.
These people will go away, or at least it will dial back if he doesn't give them what they want. Want him to do this.
I agree. I have to agree that maybe a new approach has to be considered here. Democrat proposes impeachment articles against Trump for Charlottesville remarks.
Good God.
For having the... and you know, this insanity, Brent, let's go into the world of football here. We all know that the NFL has taken a ratings hit. A lot of it had to do with Colin Kaepernick. Now you've got ESPN calling on white NFL players to show solidarity with anthem protests and sit down during the national anthem. They're going to put the NFL out of business. I got news for you.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are not going to sympathize with that.
Not at all.
It's like, what else would they like to destroy in the process here?
That's the goal.
Everybody's paralyzed. You can't say what you think. You can't have an opinion that's different other than that which is sanctioned by the media. And now, and this is a business. This is a business. This is big business, the NFL, that involves millions of dollars in ad revenue and TV time. And if they go ahead and get this done, where they compel this racial rift, because I guarantee you there are some who won't participate, then they're going to end up getting singled out and isolated, and it's just going to get ugly, 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 ugly. And this is something we look to escape from, all this other rhetoric, and now they want to infiltrate the world of sports and turn that upside down. So it's a sickness that is spreading, like it's metastasizing into every factor of our society.
Yeah, it really is. And the sad part about this is that the country is getting more and more divided and more fractured every year that goes by. That really, really concerns me, frankly, because at some point you're going to start to see really bad internal, you know, sort of U.S. domestic disruptions, violence, things, you know, happening around the country if this doesn't settle down, because all they're doing is compartmentalizing and segmenting and pitting certain parts of the country against others, both culturally, geographically, demographically, every way. And you know what? I mean, it all started when Bill Clinton came in office. It continued under Bush, and it really went into hyperdrive with Obama. So it's just this political correctness stuff. It's absolutely unbelievable. But, you know, anyway.
You can open prayer.
We can talk about this forever.
I know. I'm looking at an article. Actor Michael Rappaport tells Jared Kushner, because he was silent on, so he's going to get punished for saying nothing. Take the effing dreidel out of your ass, quote unquote, from actor Michael Rappaport against Jared Kushner. So even remaining silent comes with a price, especially when you're silent, you're not saying what they expect you to say. It's crazy, just crazy. Well, Brent, we appreciate the insights and analysis. If things get crazy tomorrow, we hope you'll call and join us. You know, phone's always open. At 5:20, let me recommend, friends, that you can only live in a state of fear when it comes to money when you don't have information. And information is the fuel that drives Brant McDonald and his team at McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management. Sit down with them. Make an appointment to sit down with Brant. Meet that team of people and talk about where you'd like to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years, how you'd like to make the most out of the money you work so hard to make. And that number is 387-0094, 387-0094, McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management. Brant, thank you so much, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow. And I hope
guys.
I hope it's a better day.
Yeah, you and me both.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Now, look at this. So it's okay to make an anti-Semitic comment because Jared Kushner didn't come out and how dare anybody point to the Antifa as part of the problem in Charlottesville. Man, these people just are such smug a-holes. And then they wonder, Hollywood's had a terrible summer. In large part because their movies blow.
Yeah.
But also because we're just sick of hearing about getting lectured.
They need to get off their soapbox and do what they do and act and shut up when they get out in the private sector.
Wouldn't that be delightful?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, branch number is 387-0094.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic in Prattville, an accident on Selma Highway. That's Highway 14 at Washington Ferry Road. Watch out for that one. Over here on this side of the pond, Davenport at East South Boulevard, there is an accident there. As far as the interstate systems around the house here, everything looks pretty good. We don't see anything on the 31s. Taylor and Vaughn looking real good. Atlanta Highway is all clear this afternoon. If you're in an accident, don't call an out-of-town lawyer. Call the Vance Law Firm here in Montgomery. The Vance Law Firm, 333-3333 or 1-800-INJURED. No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Eclipse is coming. Eclipse is coming. Eclipse is coming. Don't go blind, 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 baby. Eclipse is coming. Eclipse is coming. Eclipse is coming. Don't go blind, 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 baby. Don't ever stare at the sun. If
you want your eyes to retain vision. I guarantee that it won't be fun when your eyeballs are done. Burn your irises and your corneas. We'll fry your pupils and retinas. So while the sun's blocked by the moon, stay in a darkened room. Even though there's eclipse glasses, you can buy, buy, buy. Protect your eyes. Eclipse is coming. Everybody better run. It may be cool, but I'm no dummy. I am not gonna lose my vision. There is no way. I'm going outside. Till that darn eclipse is done. Protecting my eyes. Eclipse is coming. Won't go staring at the sun.
Hey, by the way, given that these things happen so rarely, if you're planning on driving into the, from the penumbra to the annular, to the moon shadow, so to speak, make sure you get to Dunduncan to get your car checked out, because this isn't like you have to spend an extra day in another town before you get to where you want to go. It's like, you miss this, you got to wait till 2024. And then the next one's like 25 years past that. So if you're planning on a drive to experience Monday's event, get to Don Duncan's. Still got time today or tomorrow at the latest, or Saturday, to any of the three locations. And get your car checked out, get your tires, rolling inspection, and drive to experience this rare event with confidence. Makes a big difference. 3521 McGee Road, 2700 Bell north of Vaughan. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. Jim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, that last segment was real depressing.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
but it's the truth.
But, you know, yeah, and I agree with what he said and what you said, too, that this was all a plan. They're trying to destroy Trump, and this is what they hope to accomplish, is this right here, making just completely ineffective. And, Terry, I know you're not really a conspiracy guy, but...
No, not me.
No, just kidding. But I... This protest had been out there for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
That they were coming there, and there was probably 100 people.
Yep.
And this whole thing was not. I'm not going to say it was staged, but the anti-protesters, the ones that were against the other protesters, they had all this thing planned out. This wasn't some spontaneous.
No, and listen to what the cops are saying. Even the cops now, they're coming out and talking about it. So
yeah, those policemen were told to do nothing about it.
And they're very upset about it.
Yep, just like the thing in Baltimore. Remember where the mayor that told them not to do anything?
Oh, yeah, give them room to destroy.
In Ferguson. Yeah, don't do anything.
Yep.
Because they knew, and Terry, you knew it too.
I know.
When I heard that news of this protest breaking out, I said, well, here it comes now.
Yep.
Donald Trump will be blamed for everything that happened on this thing.
Everything that happened.
And if you looked at MSNBC and CNN the next day, that was all it was. They were all scripted out what they were going to talk about.
Yep.
You know, it's...
Well, I was telling Greg off air that when I had John Rappaport on the show, he said that this was pre-election. He said if Donald Trump does manage to win, they will obfuscate, they will... obstruct, they will do, obfuscate is not the right word, but they will obstruct, they will do everything they can to shut his agenda down. And that's exactly what they've
done. Close, and yeah.
I hate to say it, but even attempted assassination, maybe.
I am
at the point where I will be surprised, really surprised, if Donald Trump is still president by the end of this year.
This is globalist versus people who love America. That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if you caught yesterday.
Hey, everyone, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We've got a crowded board, and we're in the busy last half hour, so everybody gets a fair amount of... Hey, look who's on the line. It's Dr. Love.
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine and clear, sir.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's great news.
Thank you for the miracle in your office today. Good Lord, I don't think I've ever gone to a medical office in my life as anxious for treatment as I was this morning with that ear thing. I mean, we had such a great time at Baumhauer's last night, and I couldn't really enjoy it. I couldn't hear what people were saying to me. It was just driving me to the brink of insanity, and this man saved me today.
Good job, Doc.
It does.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad we could help. It certainly does grab your attention.
you know, toothaches and earaches and things. They just
you don't realize all of a sudden, until it happens.
Just one question. You said I should get that swimmer's ear stuff?
Yeah, swimmer is the only thing I'd want you using in there. And okay. Just maybe twice a week is all. But the other stuff tends to melt things to where they can slide down onto the eardrum instead of coming out.
Well, we don't want that.
No.
That's right.
I also want to thank you. You have a wonderful staff there with you, too.
I tell you, they're a great team. Donna was, she said, he's making funny faces.
I was just showing what a big boy I could be when the tough got thing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm real fortunate we've got a fabulous team. They do a wonderful job, and they sneaked in quickly, and we got you set. I'm glad we could help. That's great news.
I'm very grateful. Very, very grateful. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Yes, sir. Well, you guys carry on. Do the great work you're doing. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That's Dr. Ricky Love, who is an EMT here in town. And, man, just after well, yes, today was what? This is the 17th? This is 18 days I've been dealing with this, getting worse every day.
Wow.
And finally, my long personal nightmare was over. Let's go to Leonard.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I'm just calling in to give some words of encouragement to Terry. Mm-hmm. I was listening Saturday. And you seem like you got a little choked up on the conversation or the topic you were talking about. And I just wanted to call in and tell you do a great job on your show. I appreciate it when you get on and talk about what you talk about. And that was really the only reason why I wanted to call in. I tried to call in Saturday, but nobody picked up. But I imagined you were busy.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, like I said, every time you have some good conversation and things like that, it always seems like it's on point. I feel like I'm learning a little bit of things. So, but that was all I wanted to do and all that stuff. And call in real quick and give you those words of encouragement and just keep up the good work, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. You guys have a great night.
And that show is Clearing the Air Saturday night, 6 to 9 here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You know, I don't pay people to call this show and say things like that. I don't. Honest, I don't.
That never even occurred to me.
Okay, I'm new.
Look, at Baumhauer's last night, I talked to at least three or four people who are regular Clearing the Air listeners. They called this show during the week. I don't know if you catch them all, but that's a popular show. Mommy the Swami loves it.
I love her.
What else do you need to know? Right there. That is your...
She's a sweetie.
This is Danny or Donnie?
Donnie.
Donnie.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
Listen, Greg, I am so sick of this mentality of greasing the squeaky wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I get it that, you know, the president would have been better off to have not said what he said, but the man told the truth,
yep.
Greg.
Yep.
And if you ask me, he didn't go far enough. Because the truth of the matter is, you know, I have no use for no KKK, no neo-Nazis, but in our Constitution, they are guaranteed the right to peaceful assembly.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
None of that happens if those counter-protesters don't show up. Yet what happens? The media, everybody wants to blame it on the original protest. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, you flip the script around. If that had been an Antifa protest, and then the Klan would have showed up in counter-protest, guess who would have got the blame?
The Antifa numbers, they've been busy destroying property all across the country. Have they been held accountable? Has anything happened to them? No.
No, and they are all hate groups.
Yep.
Call them what they are. And if those people can't stand shoulder to shoulder with our president while he's calling a spade, then they're not worth being in there anyway.
Amen.
And all of these congressmen that's stepping away, I guarantee you, when those midterms roll around, they're going to be at the House.
Hope so.
I agree with you on one very important point. At the upper levels where these decisions are made, that's why you see this nervousness in the market. But I have a feeling that most people are thinking the way we are. This has been terribly unfair. This is very one-sided. And
but everybody's scared to say it because they're going to be labeled a racist.
Yep. And that's the power of the
race. As I said 100 times during Obama's term in office, they've negated the meaning of the word. They have no idea what it means.
And
racist is now defined as disagreeing with the left-wing media. So,
yep. And these people, if you round all of them up, their numbers are not that large. Antifa, the Klan, I read a thing today, there's only like 8,000 members in the entire Ku Klux Klan now. There's not that many. They're just causing the most ruckus.
Yep.
They've just become a convenient tool for the media.
That's right. So the media chooses to focus on.
Right.
Hey, just gather them all up.
And I got to run. Thanks for the call.
Just turn the cops loose. Let them do their jobs.
The effing governor of Virginia, whose outrage is well known now, did nothing. Didn't put the guard out there. We know there's a potential for trouble here, so let's keep it safe. Did nothing. The mayor, the police chief, stand down. And then, of course, the media, well, you know, this is a hate group, so Antifa was justified in.
Good Lord.
And most of those Antifa folks are paid professional actors.
Soros.
All right, it's 5:36. Chad, we got a couple of minutes here.
Bad news for tourism. Apparently, Egypt is going to tear down the pyramids because they're a symbol of slavery and oppression.
And
Rome is going to tear down the Colosseum and anything that has to do with Caesar or the Roman Empire, since they were all about slavery.
Well, yep, if you've ever been there, it probably needs to be torn down.
No, it's beautiful. Rome is gorgeous. Yeesh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Yeah, you know, I think this is the thing that everybody, if you talk to reasonable people, they'll say, look, I don't like either side of these people. Yeah, they have the First Amendment right to speak. Of course, they do not have a First Amendment right to torch things, break businesses up, windows, all the kind of stuff they did during the Trump inauguration, assault people, et cetera, and so on. And now you're starting to hear Jake Tapper just posted today that two CNN reporters were assaulted and one guy's out with a concussion in the hospital for 3 days.
Hmm.
Gee, where do I send the sympathy?
And that was Antifa who did that.
Imagine that.
So, you know, everybody's starting to realize that, you know, yes, I don't like these Klan guys, these Nazi guys, and they certainly don't have any love lost for Roman Catholics like me. I can tell you that right now. But, you know, if you hadn't had the Antifa people be able to chase them with clubs, and I've seen the videos, man. You've seen them.
Yep.
They have bats and they're threatening them, you know, which, okay, I know you're mad at them, I know they're vile, horrendous people who are racist, but they got a parade permit, a legal one.
Yep.
Yeah, and by the way, the Constitution doesn't require you to get a permit.
You can sit there, and no, you can be required under federal constitutional law. They can have a reasonable time, place, and manner restriction where they can, you know, set it up so nobody's going to get injured just for safety reasons. But they can't use that as an excuse to quell your right to, mm-hmm, you know, to protest. But here's the problem. Exactly what you said. They let those cops stand there. And there are plenty of reporters, including New York Times reporters, that said, we sat there and watched the cops drop their hands. And as soon as somebody threw a couple of Coke cans filled with cement from Antifa, they withdrew and left.
Mm-hmm.
And they left it. They wanted a brawl on the street. So somebody thought they'd benefit politically if this thing turned into a brawl.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. And who is going to benefit politically? Well, the mayor of Charlottesville is flaming lib. And the governor's a flaming lib. So
they really did a great job, didn't they?
Yeah, so they're probably thinking, hey, if a few heads get knocked, it'll spread our greater message. And now, you know, the president gets out there and he says, these are both bad guys, both bad sides. Oh, you can't say that. Not in this PC world we're living in. The center of the country is collapsing.
Mm.
It's collapsing. And if you can't have a reasonable disagreement without assaulting a person, if we can't, as a society, have a debate back and forth without assaulting or shouting down or whatever, then we won't last very much longer as a society.
Welcome to Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you want anarchy, because, you know, if you look up Antifa, go look up what their principles are. Their principles are not to further the United States. Their principles are to cause anarchy and collapse of government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's stated in their stated principles.
Yep. You throw that and Cloward Piven in together, and we're in big trouble.
Right. Put it all together, man.
We're in big trouble.
Because their dream is that it'll all collapse, and they'll be the kings to get to rebuild it.
Exactly.
Chad, got to run.
All right, buddy. Y'all take care.
Good call, Chad.
This is going to sound ridiculous, but I'm so worried now about where all this is going. I worry about my, like, are we going to be under martial law when my daughter gets married? And is that going to ruin? It's really starting to get to me. The future, and I'm moving into a message here. The future of insulation you're going to see these rolls of fiberglass disappearing because that's basically toxic. And it doesn't really do what iPhone does to insulate a home. So in the future, new construction and stuff, this is what you're going to see. Spray foam insulation, which, by the way, can be applied and put into an older home. We're looking at it for our house as well. Spray foam insulation from iFoam, fast, affordable, and huge savings on electric costs, and for businesses, too, that have to comfort control large areas. It's worth looking into. You can go to sprayifoam.com or call 380-9550 and arrange for an estimate. 380-9550. Our buddy Sparky, the electrician, works in attics, and he says an attic that has been coated with iFoam is about 60 degrees cooler than an attic in a regularly air-conditioned home when he has to work up there. And that's the kind of difference we're talking about. If it's that much cooler inside an attic than the rest of your home, you're going to see your electricity costs plunge. This is where the future is. So why not make the future now? Call iFoam at 380-9550 or visit sprayifoam.com to protect yourself from weather like this.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans, there will be some scattered evening thunderstorms roaming around till after dark for a few lucky communities. Otherwise, the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 75. Tomorrow, another very hot day. Triple-digit heat indices again. I think the rain chance is running at about 40% tomorrow, and the same thing on Saturday. In fact, not much change Sunday as well. High temperatures over the weekend in the low to mid-90s, and not much change on Eclipse Monday. Download our weather app. It has radar, future radar, plus 10-day forecast and hourly forecast. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic in Prattville, an accident on Selma Highway. That's Highway 14 at Washington Ferry Road. Watch out for that one. Over here on this side of the pond, Davenport at East South Boulevard, there is an accident there. As far as the interstate systems around the house here, everything looks pretty good. We don't see anything on the 31s. Taylor and Vaughn looking real good. Atlanta Highway is all clear this afternoon. If you're in an accident, don't call an out-of-town lawyer. Call the Vance Law Firm here in Montgomery. The Vance Law Firm, 333-3333 or 1-800-INJURED. No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, and we have big news to tell you about. Our lease is coming up, and we decided we are going to move our store and give you a brand new Marguerite starting about in November in Pepper Street Shops on Vaughan Road. So meanwhile, we are going to have a moving sale. Marguerite said, sell it all. Our moving sale has started now, and it goes from 10 in the morning till 7 at night, Monday through Saturday, Sunday from 12 to 5. Come in for Marguerite's moving sale. You will never see jewelry prices this low.
He appeared on Celebrity Apprentice for 9 seasons. He's an entrepreneur and real estate executive known worldwide. He oversees one of the fastest growing luxury hotel companies in the world. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Donald Trump Jr. October 5th at the Montgomery Renaissance Convention Center. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a little something that Rusty sent us.
Don't you know my marbles are beautiful? I don't know how the process works. It's like a perfect sphere. He doesn't understand how the process works. I'll do the clip. Don't you know my marbles are beautiful?
Rusty.
Perfect sphere.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
Oh, yeah, that was Mitch McConnell's.
And by the way, that's a big question. What the hell is wrong with us?
Well.
Do you have all day?
Fred?
Hello, gentlemen. It's just kind of crazy. I was watching yesterday on the news show called Specialist. Five people on the stage. And I sat back there and I'm listening to them. There's like two conservatives, Ted Nugent's there, that Kat Kemp, whatever her name is, I have no idea what she's done on TV. Anyway, there's five people up there, there's one country, one situation, and all five of them are bickering with each other about it. And they find these things they agree on and jump right straight back to the bickering. Mm. And that's just five. That's just five. That are on the same show, trying to reach the same goal, if you will.
Yeah.
Right? And they're trying, they're succeeding. I'm sitting there watching and thinking to myself, they're succeeding at tearing the fiber of this country to pieces.
Yep.
And I don't understand it. I keep hearing these people say it took him 48 hours to respond. He said something about it while it was happening. While it was going on, he was doing a signing of a bill for veterans. Mm-hmm. And before he started that, he mentioned, he talked about how horrible and we've got to put an end to this hatred and this kind of stuff. You know, while the bill was being signed.
Fred, I don't know what to thanks for the call. What boggles my mind is I thought this kind of hell would break out when Obama was president, because that's what he was pushing. I'll never forget how my summer vacation last year was pretty much ruined, because the day I drove up to North Carolina, that was Comey standing there,
that's right,
pulling his pud, telling us that we're really no need to prosecute, right? That was the biggest jerk off in FBI history. And then 3 days later, I wake up to the news that five Dallas police officers were murdered protecting the free speech of people who hate them. And then Jagoff in the White House goes out to Dallas and said, whoa! You know, the usual crap. There was nothing else to say, but God bless these heroes. They made the ultimate sacrifice to protect the Constitution of our country. No, we can't have that. I'm amazed we held it together. Now, I thought we'd be, and you know what? They're all to blame. Republicans, Democrats, media, they all suck. They can all kiss my ass. And it's pretty tasty when it's hot outside. Here's Papa B.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
You're not worked up yet, are you?
No.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know I flew into Chicago a few weeks ago. And me and my son, we were out heading actually to Milwaukee for a little athletic competition he was in.
Mm-hmm.
And came back to Chicago and, spent about half a day there just trying to take in some of the sights and all. And went down to Lincoln Park. Very nice down there, and actually made it out to the lake as well. You know, one thing I can tell you, there is a total difference in frame of mind between the people there and the way we were. You know, I don't know how to just really put my finger on it, but, you know, you walk past people, hey, how are you doing? And staring straight ahead, not even acknowledging that you existed. It was, I don't know, I guess I'm going to call it the urbane stare or something. Urban stare, urbane stare. Whatever.
Look, I'm tight for time, Papa B, but let me just say this. Back in 1992, when I achieved my dream of going back to Chicago from Miami, working on a station I idolized as a kid, and after I got there and got what I thought I wanted, I realized after about 2 weeks, these people are a-holes. I don't want to be around them. This is not... I am no longer a Chicago guy. I'm a Florida guy. We're more laid back, a little more friendly, and everybody up there, including the women, look like Mike Ditka. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. I ain't kidding.
I think I did see some armpit hair.
And I wouldn't be surprised either.
We'll see.
And then about 90% of the city is dangerous. If you get off the wrong expressway exit, your life is at risk. I need to talk about... I'm going to cheer everybody up. Let's talk to Morse. Seriously, it is a very, very serious topic. I've been through it, and I don't want to go through it again. But looking back on how I handled each one, I would have done a lot of things differently. Number one, I would have stayed the hell out of it and let my advocate speak on my behalf. Let them confront and deal with all the stuff that's on the table. Because even in an amicable divorce, everything is out there. And you both want to walk away with whatever you can, unless you just throw your hands up and say, I don't care, but you do. Let the battle be fought by the warriors you hire. And for guys here in the River region, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are the advocates I'm proud to recommend. Two incredible women. Let them go in and deal with all that emotional stuff. You stay out. They know what to look for. They know how to look out for you. They know how to make sure you receive an enforceable agreement that guarantees you every second of time. They can also work custody if there's an issue. It's not always, you know, the woman's a better parent than the father and so forth. Those things, each case is different. Let them go in and be your advocate on that end, so you're not denied a single second of time. And then secondly, mutually accumulated assets, you walk away with what you help build. It's no more complicated than that. Their number is 819-4810. If you know somebody who's going through a divorce and struggling to really to keep their sanity, recommend Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Give them the web address, divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Might want to keep your eyes out for that accident in Prattville. It's on Highway 14 or Selma Highway, whichever you want to call it, at Washington Ferry Road. Still doing some cleanup there. All the other accidents we had are cleaned up, moved out of the way. No further impediments in those accident areas. That sounded fancy, huh? Anyway, everything's good on the Interstate Systems of Boulevard Atlanta Highway. All your major roadways around the capital city are okay. At the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter, they have a great selection of dependable used cars, trucks, and SUVs under $12,000. You can start and end your search at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sometimes, what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included.
It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services.
David Little is in the house from Tucker Pecan. Here we are into the month of August, and still steaming down at Tucker Pecan.
Yes, it is, Bubba. You know, something's always cooking down there. We've got fresh candies cooking every day at Tucker Pecan. We've got new candies. We've got old candies, the roasted and salted, the praline, the cinnamon. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. You just got to come down and check it out. You know, the smell will bring you in. But if that's not what you're looking for, if you're looking for a gift idea, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. We've got a lot of new jewelry coming in, a lot of new purses, things like that. And we've got your Alabama and Auburn ideas. When you get ready to go to the game, we've got the clear bags for the game that you can take in with you. We've got all kinds of neat Alabama Auburn stuff just in time for college football. And as you know, Bubba, it's right around the corner.
It certainly is. Tell them where you are located, my friend.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
Need a new heating and cooling system? Call the friendly folks at LuQuire for a high-efficiency carrier system. Right now, purchase a new carrier system with 0% financing up to 36 months. By upgrading to a new energy-efficient system, you can reduce your utility bill, which will help offset the cost of a new system. And, as always, get the benefit of LuQuire's tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Not ready to replace your system? Call LuQuire today and save $20 on an AC, heating, or plumbing repair when you mention this ad. With over 34 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. At LuQuire, you don't have to give up on quality to save on a new heating and cooling system. Act fast to take advantage of these limited-time offers. Turn to the experts at LuQuire for Carrier. Call us or visit acbyluquire.com today for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. That's acbyluquire.com.
Like a job for AC by LuQuire.
License number 84417.
Best-selling author Mark Lichtenfeld here with shocking news for seniors. Did you know the average American pre-retiree has saved just $12,000, but many are fighting back with an unusual new perfect retirement business, giving them an extra $825 or more every week. Retiree Bert Dickerson has collected $1,000 monthly. Leslie Vail generated $25,000 last year alone. And Sean Daly's retirement income has now hit $90,000 annually. I'd like to send you our free guide on how to build your own perfect retirement business. It's almost like collecting a second pension or Social Security check, but I can only reveal this income secret to the first 500 people who respond today. To see how to claim your free guide, go to perfectretirementincome.com. The sooner you act, the sooner you could make an extra $825 or more each week. Again, that's perfectretirementincome.com.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, the curtain falls too early, so they say. Some will go, others just stay and stay.
That's it, I'm out of here.